This is WSFI Spotlight, a conversation with Catholics living in the light.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host for this episode, Bill Snyder. And on today's program, we are blessed to be joined by Eric Sewell. He is married to his wife, Judy, of 41 years, and has two children and four grandchildren. He earned a BS degree in business from University of Wisconsin-Parkside, worked for many years as a production control supervisor at Racine J.I. Case Company, owned and operated School Days Antique Mall in Sturtevant until selling it in 1998. He also earned a master's degree from Catholic Theological Union in Chicago in 2009. He was ordained in 2012 in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee as a deacon, a member of St. Sebastian Parish in Sturtevant since 1980, and is currently assigned to both St. Sebastian Parish and St. Lucy Parish in Racine. He is currently working at Cancer Treatment Center of America in Zion as a chaplain. Deacon, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining me here on WSFI Spotlight.
Well, thank you, Bill, for having me this evening.
And on today's program, we're going to talk about the Year of Mercy, this great Jubilee Year of Mercy set forth by Pope Francis. Do you want to just give us a little bit of history about it and some of the main characteristics that Pope Francis is highlighting during this year?
Sure, I would be happy to. The Jubilee Year of Mercy really goes back to Old Testament roots. It comes from the Law of Moses, where every 50 years, the Jewish people had a Jubilee Year of Mercy. And in that Year of Mercy, slaves were freed, debts were forgiven, servants were released, and even the very ground itself was left uncultivated that year. It was a year of rest for the entire people, and a year to reflect on God's mercy in their lives. Now, the Catholic Church in the year 1300, with Pope Boniface VIII, renewed that. They also started with the tradition of every 50 years. They eventually changed it to 33 years to honor the life of Christ, and in the modern time, it has moved to every 25 years. So every 25 years, we have an ordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. Now, if for some reason a Year of Mercy is called outside that 25 years, they call it Extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy. That's what we have this year. The last one was in 1983, called by Pope John Paul II to honor the 1950th anniversary of the death of Jesus and our salvation. Pope Francis now in this last year has called for an Extraordinary Jubilee Year of Mercy because the very heart of Pope Francis' ministry, which he says over and over and over, it is about mercy. Now, this year happens to also be the 50th anniversary of the closing of Vatican II, which is why we have called it, but it really, for Pope Francis, is more than about an anniversary. It is about finding ways to extend God's mercy into all of humanity, to immerse that. So it's an opportunity. We have really have two characteristics of this Jubilee Year of Mercy. And I think people lose it sometimes, because every time I bring it up to people, they go, what? I never heard that before. Well, there's two characteristics. First of all, I think the one that most of us grasp, we are called and invited to immerse ourselves into God's mercy by so many different ways. And secondly, we are to become mercy. Pope Francis uses the statement over and over, concrete acts of mercy. That is, as we have received, we turn in thanksgiving to God and be merciful to others in this world.
So, to celebrate this year of mercy, there are lots of events going on in the church, and our listeners have probably heard about them here on the radio station, and certainly some events coming up that celebrate this great year of mercy in the region, and there's lots of them. Do you want to maybe highlight some of the regional activities that are going on in the area for us?
Yeah, I would happy to. Both the Archdiocese of Chicago and Milwaukee have designated churches all throughout the areas to be Jubilee churches, that is, doors of mercy in each one. I know, for example, close to here, Marytown is a place of mercy with the Doors of Mercy. I stopped there before I came here, and they have a sign over the door, and it's quite beautiful. In my area, in the Racine, Kenosha, Walworth area, there's two of them, St. Anne's in Pleasant Prairie and St. Francis in Lake Geneva. Both of those are Doors of Mercy. And what are the Doors of Mercy about? The Doors of Mercy, I think of them like sacraments. They're outward signs of an inward reality that provide grace. So you look at these doors. We walk through them. That walking through is symbolic of conversion in our life, the ongoing conversion, ongoing growing in holiness. Also through these doors, we have the opportunity to receive plenary or partial indulgences. By doing the usual needed steps for an indulgence, that is, Eucharist within 20 days, confession within 20 days, praying for the Holy Father through the different ways, and trying to eliminate even any kind of temptation towards venial sin, eliminating those things in our life. Through them, we can receive a plenary indulgence, and we can go to these different churches, which are so accessible to us, as many times as we want, and participate in them. And not only for us, here's the other good news. We can do this for those who have passed away also. Now, looking at the other different events all throughout the area, and I'm more familiar with the Milwaukee Archdiocese. For example, coming up on March 4th and 5th, the Holy Father has asked for 24 hours for the Lord. In many parishes, I know there's 8 in the Milwaukee Archdiocese that are doing this, including St. Lucie's in Racine from 9 a.m. on March 4th to 9 a.m. on March 5th, 24 hours of adoration, prayer. There'll be a time for reconciliation and Stations of the Cross. 3 o'clock, there'll be a Chapel of Divine Mercy. This is an excellent way to participate in this year of mercy. Also, Archbishop Listecki will be coming to St. Sebastian's Parish in Sturtevant on Thursday, March 24th, which also happens to be Holy Thursday. He will have a prayer service at St. Sebastian's, and it'll be for the incarcerated. And after that service, which everyone is invited to, he will go over to the Racine Correctional Institute in Sturtevant and meet and spend time with the men, inviting them into a life of prayer and renewal. In other words, the Jubilee of Mercy is moving to them since they can't pilgrimage outside of the prison.
Lots of different events. Do you also want to talk a little bit about Bishop Hying's event? This is going to be really exciting. Divine Mercy Sunday. This is a big one, huh?
Oh, this is a huge one. And they're finalizing up the plans, and I'm getting out some of the details that are coming forth. But years ago, OFM Franciscans, who are based in Burlington, and they have Burlington Monastery that is now used as a novitiate, years ago in the 1950s, they immersed themselves in Divine Mercy when it first was coming out. And their printing presses and their mother house in Pulaski, they printed all kinds of images. Unfortunately, in the 1950s, when this devotion was suppressed because of misunderstanding about a translation, they went and destroyed all this material. But one thing that was found, it was found in St. Mary's, Burlington, was one of these original canvas images of Divine Mercy. They're going to take this image, and they're going to pilgrimage it. There's 3 churches together in the Burlington area. That is St. Mary's, St. Charles in Burlington, and St. Joseph in Lyons. So they're going to take on the Feast of St. Joseph and pilgrimage that image to St. Joseph in Lyons. Then they're going to bring it back sometime later to St. Charles. And finally, they're going to take it to the Burlington Monastery on the Feast of Divine Mercy. There, Bishop Hying will be showing up, and there'll be many activities. I don't have all of the details yet, but it's also the 800th anniversary of St. Francis rebuilding the chapel that he built.
This is an incredible opportunity for people, and I want to remind our listeners that this is literally right here in our listener area. all of these events that you've been talking about, Deacon, are in the listening area, so there's almost no excuse for anyone to miss this amazing year and participate in this amazing year of mercy.
If you were Catholic, you would have to you would have to be in a cave not to find one of these activities.
Yes, so we encourage you to all get involved and know that the radio station will be able to promote and have a presence at some of these events. So please get in touch with us here at WSFI or in touch with Deacon Eric as well. And Deacon, do you want to maybe give a little bit of your contact information so people can get in touch with you?
Yes, anybody who needs to get in touch with me, first of all, the best way is email. I'm really on the move all the time, working full time, and my email address is Deacon Eric S. That's Deacon E-R-I-C-S at gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Deacon, for spending this time with us, highlighting all of these different events going on in the area. This is very, very exciting, and we're going to come back after this short break here on WSFI Spotlight and talk about this main event, this Regional Mercy Mission, February 28th through March 1st at St. Lucie's Parish in Racine, Wisconsin. So stay tuned. We've got another great segment here with Deacon Eric Sewell. Be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Hello, I am Bishop Don Hying from the Diocese of Gary, Indiana. Catholic radio has a remarkable reach into the minds and hearts of all sorts of people who may not be going to church, who may not have any other connection to learning about the faith. I know so many people have grown in the Catholic faith because they listen to Catholic radio.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at wsfiradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Hi, this is Wes Riccio from the Holy Family Catholic Bookstore, wishing the fullness of God's blessings upon all those who will soon be receiving a sacrament for the first time. If you have a child, grandchild, or godchild being baptized, receiving their first Holy Communion, or being confirmed, remember that Holy Family has the area's largest selection of gifts, accessories, and supplies to make their special day more memorable. The Holy Family Catholic Bookstore is at 9249 Old Green Bay Road, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin. More information, including a virtual tour, is available on Facebook.
Did you know that you can listen to WSFI local programming on demand? Full episodes of Pro-Life Today, WSFI Spotlight, Healing the Whole Person, Bursting Forth in Sound, along with our novenas, prayers, and devotions, are available on your mobile device or online. For iPhone and iPad users, open the already installed podcast app and search for WSFI. Then click Subscribe. Android users need to visit the Google Play Store, download the Stitcher app, create a free account, then search for WSFI. Add us to your favorites playlist by clicking the plus sign in the upper right-hand corner of the screen. The full archive of local shows is also available at wsfiradio.org. Need help? Call us at 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I'm your host, Bill Snyder, and on this episode, we are talking with Deacon Eric Sewell. He is a deacon stationed at St. Sebastian Parish in Sturtevant and also at St. Lucie's Parish in Racine.
It's good to be back, Bill, here.
Yes, thank you so much, Deacon, for sharing with us all about these different events coming up in the Milwaukee, Chicago Diocese here and for the Year of Mercy. That just great to be able to listen to all these many, many exciting things coming up. But we want to focus a little bit of time now on this Regional Mercy Mission, Sunday, February 28th through March 1st. Again, it's Sunday, February 28th through March 1st. And you maybe want to highlight a little bit about what this is going to bring to the people of our region.
I'd be happy to. I've been working with a group from the Racine, Kenosha area, because we wanted to be able to share not only the Jubilee Year Mercy, but divine mercy itself, that is the very essence of our Lord, with our community. And we have thought of many different ways to do this, but the heart of what we wanted to do was this Jubilee Year of Mercy mission. So we have invited Dr. Brian Thatcher, who is a Eucharistic apostle of divine mercy, whose whole life has been turned around just for divine mercy. Dr. Thatcher will be there all three nights, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Right now, Dr. Thatcher goes throughout all of the United States giving talks. But his main ministry, you might want to say, is providing relief to others in need. He is a physician, but he has left his practice as a physician. What he does now is he goes and collects medical materials all throughout the United States. And he says that's relatively easy to do because in the United States we have so much surplus and wealth. He's able to collect it easily. But then what he does is he gets shipping containers and ships them off to the Philippines and to Africa and South America, Malaysia, some of these very difficult places that have poor medical care and very poor resources. And that's what his main ministry is. In many ways, his speaking engagements not only share the message, which he is very big into, but they also fund his mercy efforts. Also, on Monday night, we will have Grace Maza Urbanski. Grace is with the Apostleship of Prayer. Apostleship of Prayer is based in Milwaukee with Father Kubicki. I went with Grace to the World Meeting of Families in Philadelphia. Yeah, and with the Holy Father. She is an outstanding personality and an outstanding speaker. She really knows how to get to young people. Because one of the initiatives of the Milwaukee Archdiocese Synod was to get families to pray 5 to 10 minutes a day together. Doesn't sound like a lot, but very, very few families actually do it. That is why we invited her to help us with that, to help convey that message that not only must each and every single person there pray, which many of them will know, but our families must pray together, particularly our young people. And this will be hosted by Father Alan Alexander. Father Alan is a recently ordained priest of the Marians out of Stockbridge. Father Allen's assigned to St. Catherine High School. He's involved in religious formation with the high schoolers. He's also assigned to St. Peter's and Holy Rosary in Kenosha.
This is three nights of missions to focus in on this mercy. And what else will be included in the evenings? Will there be opportunities for the sacraments, Mass, confession?
We are not going to have Mass, but we are going to have, and we are working very hard to see if we can get some senior retired priests to come by and hear confessions. Each night has a theme. Sunday night is the essentials of God's mercies. That is the ABCs of divine mercy. All right, A being ask for mercy, B being merciful, C complete trust. And for many people to learn the essentials from the devotion of divine mercy and the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Monday night I had talked already about grace. That'll be divine mercy, help of families. And the third night, Tuesday night, the mission of mercy. In other words, how do we take this wonderful message we have of God's love that is encapsulated in divine mercy? How do we take that out to the rest of the world? Now, my friends last week challenged me. We were having a meeting of a bunch of us, and we were saying, how can we invite people? What do we need to do to fill St. Lucy's Church up those three nights? And they challenged me and said, well, why would people come? You have this beautiful flyer and these wonderful speakers,
yes.
But why would I spend my three nights coming to this? And really challenged me to think, and this is what I came up with, that we need to share this. Who in your life needs the mercy of the Lord? Family, friends, coworkers, neighbors, classmates, those are the people that we need to invite to this mission of mercy. It's not only about ourselves, it's about opening others to eternal possibilities. And I said, in these three nights, there's three things that I hope everyone gets to experience. That is, experience God's merciful love. Help others to the river of merciful grace. and to learn to trust in the goodness of the Lord. We're hoping for a change of heart. That is what all our efforts are about. And I steal this a little bit from Matthew Kelly, but I said, tell people, this is your opportunity, an evangelistic opportunity, to be bold, Catholic, and merciful in this year.
Maybe there's some people out there who are right now listening to this, and they're kind of a little bit overwhelmed at all of the events and all of the things going on, and they're feeling like they need to experience God's mercy through one of these events, but maybe they need to experience God's mercy right now, in the car,
yes,
driving around. And I liked how you highlighted, Deacon, that last thing. This is your opportunity to be bold, to be Catholic, and to be merciful. And
yes,
why don't you talk to us a little bit about that, the ways that people can, you know, in their everyday life, be bold, Catholic, and merciful. And then, in addition to that, people struggling in faith right now, maybe offer them just a little message of hope and a little message of encouragement along their daily journey, because we know that God's mercy is endless, but sometimes we need to tap into that river of mercy often.
My experience as a deacon is there's two words that terrify Catholics. The first word is tithing. The second word is evangelism. That word, they conjure pictures of a guy on a soapbox on a corner preaching and yelling at people. That is not the heart of evangelism. The heart of evangelism is inviting and welcoming others. You don't have to create the message. You don't have to be the very articulate person at this time. Others would do that for you. Books, the CDs, I mean, this radio station, all that is out there. What you have to do is make others aware that God's mercy is out there. You do that by inviting them, by going with them to one of these activities. And also you'll find when you take some, you will receive more than you give. For those people who are driving around in their car now, for those who are at home, maybe even in a medical facility like where I work, here's the message. The message of Pope Francis, the message is hope. Hope in the goodness of God. He has created each and every one of us in His image. He knows each and every one of us intimately. His greatest desire is to pour out these gifts. That is the very heart of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, to all of us, that none would be lost, that all of us. And that includes the most stubborn child you have, the most difficult grandchild you have, the most cantankerous neighbor you have, all those He cares about. Here is your opportunity. All you have to do is simply invite them, not only just to this activity, but one of the many activities going on all through the Archdiocese of Chicago and Milwaukee and all over this great country.
It can be as something simple as inviting them to Mass, right?
Fighting the mess. There you go. That's the very heart of where we find Jesus.
I think people can do that. People get overwhelmed very quickly, I think, when they think about their faith sometimes, and they think about, oh, how am I going to get all these people to do this? Well, it's very, very simple. Invitation, as you said, is at the heart of all of this. And inviting them to go to Mass, inviting them to experience Jesus in the sacraments, whether that's through, you know, a communal reconciliation service in the season of Lent, whatever that is, it's just come. And that's what Jesus did in the Gospels too, if I'm correct, right? He just said, come follow me.
That is correct. One of my friends, she was just telling me a lot about Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati, if I'm pronouncing all those names right, and how he was a young guy who liked to ski. Many of the activities young people like to do, camping and all kinds of activities. And he would tell his friends, I tell you what, we'll go skiing, but first you have to come with me to adoration. First you have to come with me to Mass. You come with me to that, and I'll go skiing with you. That's how he evangelized the people he was around. He made things fun, interesting, and I'm sure he touched many people's hearts.
And we always need those examples in our lives, in our communities, that just that simple invitation. So if you're one of those people wondering how you can live the spirit of evangelism, as Deacon is talking about, invite someone that doesn't ordinarily attend Mass with you or attend somewhere to go with you, just to come and experience Jesus, because Jesus takes care of the rest.
Yes, he does. Thank goodness. If it was up to us, we'd be in real trouble.
That's right. Deacon, as we're wrapping up this episode, can you offer a little prayer and blessing for our listeners?
Oh, I would love to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, as you have gifted us so graciously in our life and poured out this river of mercy and grace and goodness upon us, well upon us, a spirit of thanksgivingness, that we want to return this to others, pass it along, let all of them know of your goodness. You have done so much for us and so much for this world. May we renew ourselves this day and this coming Lenten season. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And may God bless all of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon, for being with us here today on this episode of WSFI Spotlight. I want to just re-highlight for our listeners before we close here about the big regional mercy mission. Mm-hmm. Sunday, February 28th. Through March 1st at 6:30 each night. That's Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday evenings. The Essentials of God's Mercy, Divine Mercy, Help of Families, and Mission of Mercy on Tuesday are the titles of the evenings and the themes. So we encourage you to visit St. Lucie's Parish, which is located at 3101 Drexel Avenue in Racine, Wisconsin, for those set of evenings. So big, big thanks to you once again, Deacon. Any final words?
No, but I'd just like to thank you for inviting me here, first time to your studios, and it's been very exciting, and I hope we do many more things together.
Yes, absolutely. Well, until next time, from all of us here at WSFI Catholic Radio, I'm your host, Bill Snyder. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless you.
This has been WSFI Spotlight. For more information on this or any other program, email info@wsfiradio.org.
Hi, I'm Doug Berry from Life on the Rock. The importance of Catholic radio cannot be underestimated. This is a medium that can reach into the hearts and the minds and the vehicles of individuals at any given time or day. This is one of those ways that we can reach hearts and souls that are hurting and that need to know the grace, the strength, the healing power of Christ.
WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio is committed to bringing quality Catholic programs to our local community. We only can do that with your financial support. Take a moment now to donate online at wsfiradio.org or mail your tax-deductible donation to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. That's WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio, P.O. Box 885, Libertyville, Illinois 60048. Donations of any amount are greatly appreciated.
Hello, I am Mike Benner with the Catholic Men's Group of St. Lucie's Parish in Racine, Wisconsin. If you're a man looking to enrich your faith, we invite you to join our Band of Brothers Scripture Study every Saturday at 7 a.m. We review the Sunday Mass readings and discuss how that applies to us Catholic men. That's Saturday morning at 7 a.m. at St. Lucie's in Racine.
Are you retired or near retirement? Do you want to keep a larger amount of your assets in a safe place with guaranteed interest rates to protect yourself from a huge market swing? Are you amazed at how low the interest rates are at your bank? If you said yes to any or all of those questions, you may want to call me, Matt Tomlinson, at Catholic Financial Life to discuss our guaranteed fixed rate annuities. Call 847-548-MATT, 847-548-6288. Products not available in all states.
Did you know that you can listen to WSFI 88.5 FM Catholic Radio from anywhere in the world? Our live internet stream is available at wsfiradio.org. Just click on Listen Live. We also stream on the TuneIn mobile app for your smartphone or tablet. For iPhone and iPad users, visit the App Store, download the TuneIn app, sign up for a free account, and then search for WSFI. Click Follow to add us to your profile. For Android users, visit the Google Play Store, download the TuneIn app, sign up for a free account, and then search for WSFI. Click Follow to add us to your profile. Need help? Call us at 224-206-8455. That's 224-206-8455.